Lithicus Organic Nation is another of Jack Shell's last works prior to his passing. From an opus in seven parts to represent the energy of the seven great nations of Rendaraya, here playing as background is Lithicus Organic Nation. Jack Shell's time spent in Las Vegas from 96 through mid-year 2000 was focused on learning Cubase in order to generate digital sounds. He continued to compose, but it wasn't until we got back to Portland in 2000 that he started really to get his sounds down. Out of the blue one day, Slick called. He too was in Portland. Jack assisted Slick in a number of projects that were recorded in Jack's Soundweaver studio, including the institutional music that Slick sold for radio and television. Slick became Jack's music mentor, and Jack got Slick comfortable using the computer. It was a very creative time between 2000 through 2002, where Slick and Jack were punching out one to two musical pieces a day. A number of those pieces became the bass lines for Slick's Zigzag album. Jack was all over the pre-production of that album that was published in 2003. For business purposes, we incorporated Slick's company, and it was through that company's corporate registration that David Bowie's manager was able to locate and reconnect with Slick. Earl Slick then negotiated an agreement to rejoin the Bowie band for a number of gigs in New York City. That led to Slick's continued participation on the Heathen and Reality tours. Slick gave us tickets to the Heathen Roseland show and the A&E's Live with David Bowie. I would say the Bowie band was arguably the very best band in the world during that period between 2002 through 2004. We purchased our tickets for the Reality Tour London show at Wembley in 2003 and the Phoenix and Portland shows in 2004. Jack went through Slick training so as not to embarrass him in front of the boss, DB. Jack never did get a chance to meet David, but he certainly bonded with the Bowie band members. We brought our London business partners to the show. Almost didn't get there. The driver ran over something and blew out a tire. My partners were furious and insisted he keep driving. The tire fell away, and we limped into Wembley on the wheel rim. On the way to the after party, I saw a Reality Tour poster in the stairwell. My partner and I carefully took it off the wall and carried it back to Portland where it had been framed. Eventually, Jack and I gave the Reality Tour poster to Slick, where it now hangs in his music studio. During the Wembley after party, Jack got to meet and interact with his music idol, Mike Garson. The night before the Portland, Oregon Reality Tour, Jack was instrumental in setting up Mike Garson's premier art show at the Brian Markey Gallery. It was quite an event where Mike wrote songs around the art pieces that were purchased. Of course, we had to purchase two Garson art pieces and adore the songs that he wrote for us on the spot. Jack's manifestation of going to Bowie shows was more than realized. He acquired Slick and Garson as mentors.